Well, hello and welcome to Binge Watch, the podcast where we take a look at the hottest new TV and film releases on streaming television platforms. I'm Hannah Fernando, the group editor of Woman and Woman and Home magazine.
And I'm Ian McEwan, writer on TV and Satellite Week, TV Times and What's on TV magazines. And today we're looking at the new releases that will be available on Friday, the 22nd of March, 2024, including Bridesmaids star Kristen Wiig as a 1960s outsider desperate to join an exclusive Palm Beach club in Palm Royale on Apple TV Plus, and Jake Gyllenhaal starring in a remake of the Patrick Swayze movie Roadhouse on Prime Video.
And we'll also be checking out computer game spin-off Twisted Metal on Paramount and the new Netflix series from the makers of Game of Thrones, Three Body Problem. But first, Ian, what is in the news?
In the Netflix romantic comedy The Life List, Sophia Carson will play a woman who sets out to complete the bucket list she wrote as a child. What else is in the news, Hannah?
Richard Armitage and Jing Lucy will team up to play a murder suspect and a cop in Red Eye, a taut ITVX thriller set on board a plane travelling from London to China.
Well, I have to say that this week's podcast is right up there in terms of the quality of our selections. So yes, we're going to start with a very eagerly anticipated new series on Netflix, which arrives on Thursday, the 21st of March. It's called Three Body Problem, and here's a clip.
There must be 30 dead scientists in the past month.
Christ. Another countdown.
Has anyone else seen it? What happened to them?
So this is from the makers of Game of Thrones, so naturally there's been a lot of buzz about what they were going to come up with next. The title, in case you were wondering, which I certainly was, A Three-Body Problem is a scientific conundrum to do with the positions and velocities of three bodies of mass when they attract each other with gravity. But don't let that put you off, because you don't have to be really good at physics to enjoy this. So this is fascinating. It's based on a series of sci-fi novels, okay, by Chinese author Liu Cixin, called Remembrance of Earth's Past. And yes, it's our old friend Dual Timelines, Hannah. So it starts in 1960s Beijing, and the Cultural Revolution is going on, and we see a physics academic is being dragged out in front of the crowd because the theories of Einstein are considered sort of Western imperialist nonsense, and he has to denounce them or something bad is going to happen. So that's what happened then. And you see his daughter is watching in the crowd. And so what she does next, she's then put on a construction team and then ends up working on this secret project involving a huge satellite dish. So something's going to happen there, which is going to impact on the present day. So in Oxford, we meet a group of scientists' friends. There's also a suicide in a particle collider. That's pretty dramatic. And one of the scientists starts seeing these sort of flashing lights in her field of vision that seem to be spelling out a countdown. They keep changing. So it's a fascinating premise. And a number of scientists have committed suicide. And these deaths are being investigated by this intelligence officer called Dar Shi, played by the brilliant Benedict Wong. It's a really intriguing premise. Don't worry, it's not all going to be really heavy stuff about physics, though it is kind of a mix of like a murder mystery. There's some stuff about a virtual reality game that a couple of the characters get involved in that takes them to ancient times in England and China, I think. That's beautifully rendered. I mean, it all looks amazing. They've spent a lot of money on this, and it's all up there on screen. So it looks great. I don't think you'll be disappointed if you've been looking forward to this. I suppose the fear would be, is it all going to be resolved satisfactorily or not, as is often the case with these very mysterious sci-fi slash fantasy shows. But I have to say, I was very impressed with what I'm seeing so far. Kind of the concept of the idea of alien invasion will come up as well. You're going to see the brilliant Sir Jonathan Pryce will appear as an environmentalist turned oil tycoon. So, yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect, particularly because of the weird title, and obviously I hadn't done my research in advance. But I can say it looks great, it's intriguing, it's different, and I would recommend it. What did you think, Hannah?
It is different, isn't it? I mean, I think that when you've got the Game of Thrones and you know that they were, you know, that was such a big hit, that you kind of think, well, that's a pretty high bar, isn't it? But I think this is so different that once you get your head past that, you won't even remember that they're anything to do with it to a degree, because it is just so different. It's not, it's something quite meaty, isn't it? At the end of the day, it's pretty meaty. You can get your teeth really stuck into it. And I didn't think, I mean, I'm not the hugest fan of Game of Thrones just because of the actual violence in it. But I know that I am probably in the significant minority there. But and I did think with this, is this going to be a bit too kind of heavy going? You know, as you say, the kind of like the scientific side of things, is it just going to be a bit dull? It's not. I think it is interesting. And from what I've seen so far, I'm going to keep on.
Over on Prime Video, arriving on Thursday, the 21st of March, a new feature film called Roadhouse. And here's a clip.
I own a roadhouse out in the Florida Keys. Lately, it's been attracting the wrong clientele. I can pay you good money. Judging by your car, you need that.
Well, I like my car.
Think about it. Come on, bro.
I know who you are. Elwood Dalton, big fan, man.
That guy's got a knife under his shirt. You just take a big step back and pop me in the face. You can do it.
Yeah, so this is the reimagining of a 1989 cult classic, which of course had the very, very brilliant and wonderful Patrick Swayze in. And instead, this time round, we have Jake Gyllenhaal starring. And he's just so brilliant in this part, I think, because it's pretty hard to not fill the shoes off, because it is a reimagining, but Patrick Swayze, it's pretty hard, isn't it? And it takes a brave person to do that. But I think Jake does it really, really well. So there's me saying I don't like a lot of fighting and gore, and then I'm going to say that I quite like this. So yes, I am a typical woman. I can't make my mind up. But there are lots of pretty brutal and bloody brawls in this, and they're proper bare knuckle scraps, because Jake Gyllenhaal plays the part of this ex-UFC fighter, and he's basically just trying to escape his dark past. So he's a former middleweight fighter, used to sort of get into trouble outside of the ring. When he was a middleweight fighter, he was quite successful, but now he's really sort of hasn't got any money, sleeping in his car, and you know, he needs a break. Anyway, he gets offered this this job by the owner of a roadhouse in Florida Keys, and she asks him to work as a bouncer. Now, he's got a reputation, he's pretty successful at what he did, you know, he can a bouncer, I suppose, is a pay grade beneath what he was doing, but it's better than him sleeping in the car. And I think she sees him as being brilliant protection, because there's these violent gangs that are coming in. They're working for this crime boss, Ben Brandt, played by Billy Magnussen. And she wants him to come and stop them from ruining her bar. And latterly, they want to make it into a kind of a luxury property development, which will mean that they're coming in causing trouble, because they want to drive the customers away, forcing her to sell, etc., etc. You can see the premise for this. And he's got these amazing fighting skills. You know, he can sort of... We've seen this a number of times before in many other films and series, but he can recognise when someone's trouble, can outwit very quick, duck dive, you know, see when someone's got a knife in their pocket, etc., etc. So he plays it really well. I don't think he hams it up particularly. I thought he might. He doesn't. The other person that plays a big part in here is Irish UFC champion fighter Conor McGregor, and this is his first film role. Now, we have seen people go from sort of the ring, also from kind of or sporting personalities, I suppose, going to films. I mean, I didn't mind him in this, actually. But I think when we were saying earlier that Jake didn't kind of ham the part up, it did feel a bit hammed up, I thought, from on his part. It felt a bit kind of... I suppose try hard, as in try to hard to be hard, and he kind of doesn't need to be because his stature and his physique, you know, dictates that he's pretty scary. But his voice isn't as scary as his body somehow. Doesn't kind of work together. But you see the two come up against each other, I actually really enjoyed it. As I say, I know I'm a person of contradiction because I don't like really bloody things, and there is plenty of that. And, you know, that awful head butting and kind of, you know, bone against bone is pretty grim. But I did really enjoy it. And, I think it's one to watch. What do you think, Ian?
Well, the Patrick Swayze original film is one of my all-time guilty pleasures. I've still got the DVD. I absolutely love it, even though it's like super cheesy. It's just great. I love it. And Gyllenhaal is great as Dalton. I mean, for one thing, my God, he is ripped, isn't he? He looks so muscly.
Oh, yes.
Incredible.
That's why I liked it.
I think it's a really, really good remake. So I was a bit worried that they were going to ruin it. But yeah, I like the fact they relocated it to the Florida Keys. Very picturesque. And of course, the best scenes are when all the kind of bullies come up with their weapons and try to intimidate Dalton. And of course, he not only outwits and outfights them, but he's such a nice guy. He drives them to the hospital as well afterwards. So, yeah, I mean, it is pretty violent. I'd say it's more violent than the original. It's a lot more big budget as well. It looks great. Yeah, I would agree with you, McGregor. I mean, he's quite full on, isn't he? He's sort of playing it with a manic energy from start to finish. But he does make a pretty scary adversary for Dalton. So, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And also the bands that they have playing at the Roadhouse. In the original movie, they had the Jeff Healey band, the blind electric blues guitarist. They've got various bands playing behind chicken wire, of course, because there are so many brawls in this place. And they're all great. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was terrific. Over on Paramount Plus, a new action comedy series called Twisted Metal, which arrives on Thursday the 21st of March, and here is a clip.
Welcome to New San Francisco.
I want to hire you. Pick up a package, bring it back. I can make your every wish come true. So, John, what do you wish for?
Toilet paper, 2-ply.
I think I can do better.
3-ply?
All right, Evelyn, let's deliver this package.
It's rude not to introduce yourself before pulling a gun on someone.
I'm not really a gamer, Hannah. I don't know about you, but this is based on a PlayStation game, I believe, of the same name. And let's be honest, computer games that transfer to the big screen, often the result is not that good. I think this is pretty decent. It's a 10-part series. It's post-apocalyptic, of course. In America, cities have become walled fortresses, and they're called things like New Chicago, New San Francisco, and so on and so on. And all the criminals have been forced to live outside the walls. But of course, things need to be taken from one place to the other. And John Doe, our main character, played by Anthony Mackie, who we will know from The Falcon and The Winter Soldier, he works as a so-called milkman. So he's sort of running the gauntlet in his sort of souped-up car, which has got weapons on it as well, bringing things backwards and forwards while various baddies try to kind of intercept him and steal whatever he's transporting. You've got Neve Campbell, yes. She plays the woman who's in charge of New San Francisco, and she has a secret package that she wants him to deliver to New Chicago, which is a very dangerous route. He mustn't know what it is. If he does it successfully, he can come back to New San Francisco and live this idyllic life within the city walls. But she is not quite what she seems, as we discover in episode one. Episode one finishes with this villain called Sweet Tooth, who has a kind of clown mask on, is again played by a US pro wrestler and voiced by the brilliant Will Arnett, who of course voiced the Lego Batman. And this character does look like something out of a Batman movie. So it doesn't take itself at all seriously, which is great. And Mackie, I think he's got charisma to burn. He's really good in the lead role. And it does reference the fact that it's based on a game, because when he's driving, he's being chased through a shopping mall and crashing into things. And a computer game lands on his windscreen, and it is the PlayStation Twisted Metal game. So it's good escape, is fun, kind of in the spirit of those sort of classic movies like Death Race 2000 and a little bit of Mad Max thrown into the mix. So, yeah, it's a perfectly fun bit of escapism that doesn't take itself at all seriously. And, yeah, I enjoyed episode one. It was fine. What do you think, Hannah?
Well, do you want to know what I really think?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I assume that this game is a big game on the PlayStation. And you will know that there are lots of YouTubers, aren't there, and people that game for other people to watch. So kind of there is probably some validation in doing something like this, because I know you say it doesn't always, you know, kind of transfer to the big screen. But I wonder whether this might, because if they have based it on something that is so hugely popular, then people, I guess, who play that game will be interested and feel a part of it, I suppose. It's kind of weird watching other people game, but it does seem like a really big thing. So although it's not really for me, I don't think it's intended for me, if you know what I mean. I'm not sure it's going to be the kind of thing that anybody would say, yeah, that's changed my mind. You know, it was okay. I just don't think it's a genre. If you don't like this kind of genre, I don't think you're going to like this. But what I do think is that they are targeting a very specific section of people. And I think they, you know, they really will like it and they really will enjoy it. And they'll feel part of a game that they already are intrinsically linked to and enjoy.
And I didn't mention that the fantastic Thomas Hayden Church, who of course starred in Sideways, is in the cast as a sort of renegade cop patrolling the Badlands. We're going to finish over on Apple TV Plus with a new comedy drama series which arrived on Wednesday the 20th of March. It's called Palm Royale. And here's a clip.
I had only been in Palm Beach 2 weeks.
We don't know you.
I'm Maxine Delcourt.
But I already knew the Palm Royale, the most exclusive club in the world, was where I belonged.
Evelyn, you are the woman to know in Palm Beach.
I don't like you, Maxine.
You're very good at making things awkward.
Yep, so in true Apple TV Plus style, you've got 3 episodes dropped and then it's weekly thereafter. And this is a comedy drama and there are 10 episodes, and it's got a really great cast. It feels very much like it's got Apple TV's, you know, fingers all over it in terms of the cash, because not only will it make a splash, they've splashed the cash, I would say, with this. This focuses around she's called Maxine. She's played by Bridesmaids Kristen Wiig, and she's cash strapped, but she's ambitious. And you know, nothing unusual about the premise of that, is it's somebody who has got ambitions well above, you know, where they were, you know, where they started, I suppose. And she wants to infiltrate a group of women, particularly within this very exclusive club called the Palm Royale. Now, the situation and the location is absolutely lovely. You know, these women are absolutely, there are men too, but it's focused around these group of women. And lots of money, lying on their sunbeds, having cocktails, living the dream, and is what they are doing. And she wants to be accepted by this Florida elite, but she's got to win the approval of the Queen Bee, Evelyn Rollins, who's played by West Wing's Allison Janney. But but she doesn't like her. It's quite pacey in places. It is quite funny in places too. It, you know, is a comedy drama, and it can get it does get a bit silly at times, but it's thoroughly enjoyable. I really enjoyed seeing the kind of I love that sort of woman who's just desperate to do whatever she needs to do, and no matter how much she's pushed down, she's gonna bounce back again. You've got quite a few, as I say, quite a few stars in this as well. You've even got the pop star Ricky Martin showing his face. And you've got 90-year-old comedy star Carol Burnett. She makes a guest appearance, a cameo part. And Laura Dern, she gets to act alongside her very famous father, Oscar nominee Bruce Dern, who's 87 for the first time. So there's quite a few faces that you will recognise in this. I thought it was quite warm-hearted. I really enjoyed it, and I'd like to be part of that exclusive club, please. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I did enjoy it, and I absolutely love Kristen Wiig. She was fantastic in Bridesmaids, utterly enchanting, and she's so good at the comedy of kind of embarrassing social situations, and there's a lot of that kind of thing in this as Maxine tries to kind of ingratiate herself with these very wealthy women who look down on her. So it's really kind of colour saturated, isn't it? It looks beautiful, sunny, the fashions are great, and the hair and makeup of the time is quite bitchy as well, of course. So I hope it will be able to sustain the storyline, because episode one, she literally climbs over the wall to get into this exclusive club, and it gets kicked out quite quickly, and then she tries to befriend one of the women, and there's a really interesting storyline that explains how she gets her kind of expensive clothes and manages to pass in this world, even though she's skint really, and she lives in this sort of pokey little kind of apartment complex. So yeah, I did enjoy it, and I shall continue watching. Well, we've got to that time, Hannah, where we find out what you've been binge-watching on this week.
Well, I sat down on Saturday evening to watch Saturday Night Takeaway, and guess what? It is not on, because it wasn't on, I should say. Wow. I know! How dare they let me down? I think it was something to do with the rugby, but you know. I've also watched, I think, what you did, Rise and Fall of Boris Johnson. Pretty harrowing viewing for anybody. It's not a light watch. What a light watch is something else that I stumbled across the other day, thanks to my mother. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's daytime viewing for those of you that can watch something in the daytime or have it on in the background like I did. Money for Nothing, where Sarah Moore transforms items being dumped at the tip. Now, frankly, I don't think much of the upcycling. I can't believe it. It just absolutely hooked me from the very beginning. Anyway, you've got to watch it. How about you, Ian?
Well, I'm very pleased to say that Interior Design Masters is back, one of my favourite shows with Alan Carr. And yes, I watched the Boris Johnson series on Channel 4, also on Channel 4 streaming. There's a really good documentary about the Hampstead paedophile hoax, which is shocking and well worth a look. Now, we've just got time to look ahead to next week's offering. So what are we going to be talking about, Hannah?
Well, Bill Nighy and Michael Ward try to lead England to victory in the Homeless World Cup in the beautiful game on Netflix.
And Derry Girls' Louisa Harland stars as an outlaw with superpowers in Sally Wainwright's epic adventure Renegade Nell on Disney Plus. So we look forward to those and much more. But in the meantime, listeners,